An Alaskan woman who was caught in the earthquake in Haiti is in good spirits today, even though she had to have her foot amputated. Krista Brelsford was teaching adult literacy south of Port-au-Prince when the quake hit. She fell running down a set of stairs, and her legs were trapped under the crumbling building. She was evacuated to Miami, where she had surgery late yesterday. Her brother Julian, who was working with her in Haiti but was not injured, joined her there this morning. Krista described her ordeal to a TV news crew.
Julian and a couple of other guys, the Haitian guys, eventually it took about, I think, half an hour to get my right leg free. And as soon as I could see that, I turned around and I could see that it was disconnected, basically. I'm so thankful to be alive. There are so many ways in the last 2 days that I could have been dead that I'm just thankful that I'm not. And I'm terribly sorry for all the people in Haiti, the Haitians especially, who don't have the level of medical care that I'm getting.
Krista's dad, Taylor, and his wife are in Anchorage. They're flying to Miami tomorrow to reunite with their kids. Taylor says they first heard from Krista from a UN camp in Haiti.
So she was able to send us an email note saying that she was trapped in the rubble, but the men were able to free her. She was at this camp and being well cared for. Her injury to her foot was serious. I think she said something to the effect of on her right lower leg that it might not survive, but she was safe, well cared for, very anxious to get back to the U.S. and anxious that we start everything possible for an evacuation.
And so she's in Miami now. Have you talked to her since she arrived there?
Yes. She phoned about 6 o'clock last night, just for 30 seconds. She said, I've just landed. They're putting me in an ambulance. I'm borrowing somebody's phone, but I'm pretty good. I'm here. And, you know, even a couple of seconds was enough to really lift the cloud for us. Her physician called later, her orthopedic surgeon called us about midnight last night to say that the surgery had gone fairly well. She was confident that they had been able to kind of clean the wound, ensure that there would not be infections and so on, but there would be some additional surgeries probably in the days to come, and that they had not been able to save her foot, that the damage and the injury was too severe. They were hopeful and still are that this can be below the knee, that they would not have to amputate up any further. The other thing the surgeon said that was, you know, touching to us was that she was quite startled at how positive Krista was about this, you know, life-changing event, that she just seemed to have nothing but a positive attitude going forward.
Have you talked to Krista today?
No, not yet. She's been busy, I see. So Ethan, her boyfriend, was able to arrive from New York early this morning and called me from the hospital about 8:30 or so to say that Krista was doing very well. The nurses actually had her up out of bed, and that her spirits were good. She really didn't seem to require a lot of the pain meds. She seemed to be doing just very welcome under the circumstances. About an hour later, the phone rang. My cell phone rang again, and the little deal says Ethan, and I pick it up, and it was Julian calling from the room. He had been on an early morning evacuation from Haiti and was now at the hospital, and I just busted into tears. It was the craziest thing to hear his voice and to know that both of our kids are now safe.
Taylor, your daughter has, as you said, an amazingly positive attitude about this, what must have been a horrific event. What do you attribute that to?
She's had a lot of spunk all of her life. I mean, I hope we will have raised our kids to live a life of service, to be concerned about others, all of those things, and maybe that's a part of it, that she just, I think she's got a pretty good inner moral compass and is able to adapt, and she's pretty resilient about a lot of things in life. She's a teeny little thing, very petite, but she's full of spunk, hungry for life.
What would you want other Alaskans to know about this tragedy in Haiti and your children being there at that time?
this suffering continues on an absolutely devastating scale. And we are very anxious that people share in our joy, but turn their care to the ongoing humanitarian aid. We plead with people to be a part of the continuing efforts at direct humanitarian aid and longer-term development in Haiti. We will be loyal for our lifetime to the little program, to the people who saved our kids.
Taylor Brelsford's daughter, Krista, was badly injured in the Haiti earthquake.